Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Giving the gift of information every 30 minutes on the Sky.
So much happening in the world today.
Check your list twice, but check in 3, 4, 5 times a day to unwrap the latest news.
Wow, just what I need.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Another great day the good Lord has granted us. Let's make the best of it. Let's enjoy positive attitude of gratitude. Merry Christmas. It is nearly here. We will celebrate that. We will celebrate the new year. And then a month from now, we will celebrate on January 20th. If we make it.
Oh.
Yeah. If the government shuts down, will they not have an inauguration?
Well, it doesn't really affect that much of the government.
Yeah.
They act like everything is shutting down.
You're all going to die.
I think it was Congresswoman Kat Kamick, when she was on the show earlier this week. We'd have to go back and listen to the podcast. But she actually said what percentage it was, and it's really not that much.
Mm.
It's really not operating.
Yeah, I think about 80% is still in.
Yes, yeah, I think that sounds about right.
One of the things, tidbits, when we talk about this whole spending, continuing resolution, or there will be a shutdown possibly late this afternoon, right? President-elect Donald Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance argued that the 1,547-page interim spending bill, one of the things it would do is give sweetheart provisions for government censors and for Liz Cheney. They also decried how the package would make it easier to hide the records of the corrupt January 6th committee, which accomplished nothing for the American people and hid security failures that happened that day, and would also give Congress a pay increase while many Americans are struggling this Christmas. So, I mean, as Congresswoman Kamick told us, 15 or 16 pages actually deals with the continuing resolution. The rest is pork, and not just pork, other things like, you know, covering records and things like that. This outgoing Biden administration is going to do all the damage they can. Mm-hmm. It is definitely a scorched earth philosophy, and they are going to burden the Trump administration pretty much in any way, shape, or form that they can. They really are. They're ugly. Basically, they're ugly folks, and they just can't stand it. They're sore losers. They're on the wrong track. They promote Marxist philosophies, and they're not mainstream. They're not what Americans. It's not what Americans want.
No.
But they're going out kicking and screaming, and you know they're going to break everything they can, and.
Boy, they are, aren't they?
They really are. Thursday broadcast, Fox News, Fox Business Network. Representative Andy Harris, Republican out of Maryland, stated that many Republicans aren't opposed to raising the debt limit, but need spending concessions to go with it. And he believes it's better to raise the debt limit through reconciliation once Republicans take control of Congress so they don't need Democratic votes. Hmm. He said there are other pathways to get this debt ceiling increased. One pathway is actually once we take the majority through reconciliation, we don't need any Democrat votes to deal with it. He said, I think it's a better pathway to take. So, yeah, like anything else involving government, it's generally not as simple as one would think. And this is all this continuing resolution. They've been kicking the can down the road and kicking our butts as far as adding to the debt and deficit. Trillions. Takes $1 trillion now, the budget, just to service our debt. A trillion. A trillion. Amazing. House Republicans, going back to the drawing board after a deal negotiated Thursday failed, decidedly just hours later. I'm not going to say I knew it would fail, but I didn't think it was going to pass personally. It was just way, they pushed it way too much with so much garbage in it. And I can't believe that Speaker Johnson was for it. Yeah.
I don't get him sometimes.
Well, look, his gig might be on the line. And there's even talk of a non-congressperson to fill that position, which is completely legal and constitutional. And they've kicked around like Vivek or Elon Musk to possibly be the Speaker of the House, and not as a joke, seriously. In fact, I think it was Rand Paul that mentioned Elon Musk. Senator Rand Paul, yeah. So this deal, the spending deal that was thrown together during day-long negotiations between different ideological corners of the House Republican Conference and the President-elect Donald Trump's team, failed 174 to 236. An astonishing 38 Republicans voted against this. This was the answer to the CR.
Right.
That was put together rather quickly, and it didn't get much support at all. The new deal removed over 1,000 pages of pork and other provisions. As a result, only two Democrats supported it, one voting present, 11 not voting. So what's going to happen now? Negotiations will continue. And, yeah, so many Republicans, it's rare that they would go against a bill or not vote or not support a bill, you know, put together by Trump.
Mm-hmm.
You have to wonder, when push comes to shove, are they going to lean toward entrenchment? Or are they going to move forward and do what the American people want them to do? And that's start to become at least somewhat fiscally responsible.
Well, fortunately, we have a few like our own Kat Kamma who at least will call them out from time to time. That becomes public record. That becomes news clips, those kind of things. So hopefully some pressure for them to actually do the right thing for the people. I know it's a crazy concept, but maybe it'll happen.